take over here.
Jeff, why don't you?
You do it so well.
All right, well, given that we don't have a chairman here or a vice chairperson, I will call to order this meeting of the Alloway Board of Appeals. Today is July 14, 2014, and it's now about 5:17 p.m.
Susan, he's a little part of the hearing.
Do these work?
Mm-hmm.
Is this better?
Yep. Thank you.
All right. The first item on the agenda is election of a chairperson.
Could we do a roll call first?
Sure. Let's see. I'm Jeff Jacobs. I'm here. Carol Ewald?
Here.
Gary Strahan?
Here.
Marlene Crawley is not here. Robert Kaplan is not here. We have three regular members, and that is a quorum, so we'll proceed with the meeting. Anything that we would adopt at the meeting would require the affirmative vote of at least two members. Next item on the agenda is election of a chairperson.
I nominate Jeff.
I second.
Of course. I'll accept that, and all those in favor so indicate by saying aye.
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 All right. any thoughts on election of a vice chairperson?
I don't think we need one, do we?
Well, the only reason I raise this is that I've been chairperson many, many times for a long time. And I don't mind doing it, but I like to see other people get involved as well. And, you know, somebody made a comment years ago at one of these meetings that I talk too much and that what I say everyone else agrees to. So I'm not sure it's the best thing for me to be chairperson all the time. And in case I'm not here, I think we should consider having a vice chairperson. Given that Robert Kapla is a brand new member, I guess I would ask whether the other two members here might consider taking that position of vice chairperson.
Two things. It's not on the agenda.
Oh, you're right.
And the second is, if you weren't here as chair, we would elect a temporary chair. So
why don't we put it on the agenda for our next meeting? And everybody can think about it.
Okay.
All right. The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from our December 16, 2013 meeting. And I believe we've all received a copy of those minutes. Does anyone have any comments or corrections? Hearing none, we can consider a motion to approve those minutes.
I move. Minutes.
I'll second.
All those in favor, so indicate by saying aye.
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 No one is opposed. Next item on the agenda is the petition from a property owner at 903 Derby Lane requesting a 15-foot variance of the side yard setback to construct a detached garage on parcel AL1673. The village ordinance requires that the side yard on the street side of a corner lot shall have a width not less than 50% of the front yard depth required on the lots in the rear of such corner lot. No accessory building on a corner lot shall project beyond the front building line of the lots to the rear. The petitioner in this case is Greg Trinkner. Is Mr. Trinkner here? And are you Mrs. Trinkner?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to approach and describe the petition to us, one of you?
I have like a couple pictures and stuff. You want to see those? And
well, we'd like to see whatever you'd like to show us.
I'm not really sure how this all works, so.
We'll work with you.
Okay.
First of all, why not, just for the record, why don't you state your names and your address?
At the podium.
Greg Trentner, 903 Derby Lane.
Marge Allen Trentner, 903 Derby Lane.
All right. So what would you like to tell us about your petition?
I'll have him, because he understands it better than I do.
These are pictures of what's there right now, kind of the, you can see how it was falling apart. He already took it down. This was something from one of the neighbors that said that they're okay with us doing it. I don't know if you need that or not.
Well, about 27 years ago, we bought this house, and the garage always been an issue with me, but over the years, I tried to repair it, tried to fix it. I put new roofing on it, but over the years, the roof started to sag, so I had to brace it up from the inside. And the slab itself is cracked up around the whole perimeter. You probably got the pictures right there, starting to sag. The window is deteriorating. And it got to the point where it started leaking on the inside, and the inside of the roof was all mold. And it got to the point where it was unsafe to walk on top of it anymore. So I felt, hey, it's time to put a new garage. This thing got to go. So I'm kind of hoping that we can get a new garage.
And he is a carpenter, so he knows building and how to build and that kind of thing.
When did you take the old garage down?
I mean,
when did you take the old garage down?
When did you take the garage down?
Oh, that was May.
Of this year?
Middle of May, somewhere around there. End of May, somewhere in that area.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me first commend you on taking it down. Because we have a picture of it from before you took it down.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saw how nasty
it
was?
Oh, yeah.
The garage doors, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it had a, if I'm looking at it right, it had a flat roof.
Well, it looks like it from the front, but it did kind of go back.
That's why I grew roofing on it. It's real slight pitch to it.
Yeah, from the side, I think it just had a straight thing, but then the roof itself actually went down. So. Yeah, I tried to find pictures of it, and I couldn't.
But then I talked to you in the city. Inspector, it made it sound like you have to be, if you don't want to attach it to your house, you have to be 6 feet away from the house, and you have to be 6 feet away from the property line. That gives me a 6 foot garage. And that ain't going to work. So I'm hoping that we can at least get the garage to go to the fence line. That's where the property line is. And then you have another 25 feet of yours land.
To the curb.
Yeah. And we've been taking care of that for 27 years.
Yeah, we've been mowing that forever.
Right. And you've given us some pictures here showing the slab. Looks like it's the slab that was under the garage.
Right.
It's kind of cracked up.
Yeah. And
looks like maybe a part, one picture is a part of the garage.
Well, the part with the stuff coming up from the roof.
Yeah.
Or from the house, that was all starting to rot and stuff, too.
Yeah,
so.
It looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then you've also given us, on the notice of this hearing, you've given us a note that states, I have no problems with the garage at 15 feet, and then that appears to be signed by Gary P. Gowra of 911 Catherine Street.
Yeah, one of the neighbors came over and gave us that. A couple other neighbors just told us that, you know, whatever, we'd rather see a new garage, basically what they said.
Where does this neighbor live in relationship to you?
I'm not even sure.
He's on Catherine Street, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he said he was on Catherine Street.
So he's behind us.
He's down a block and kind of...
Oh, so he's not adjacent to you.
No, he's not one of the ones right on... And our next-door neighbor actually has his garage right on the lot line. So we gave permission for that when he built his. We said it was okay with us, and he's okay with us building the new one. However we need to do it.
So. Right on the lot line between you and him?
Mm-hmm. Or isn't he right on the lot line, too?
According to the weird guy came here and they checked it out too. And he said there's like three or four houses in that area right on the lot line.
Yeah, the Wilsons are also on the lot line.
Right on.
Yeah, which
is overhanging past the lot line.
Two two houses behind us, and they're right on the lot line.
90 to 2 feet more gas line.
It's kind of tight quarters.
All right, well, I have several questions, but before I ask any, Trevor, do you have any comments on this?
Well, it is the recommendation of the building inspector to follow the ordinance and not allow it. I did email Craig Burnt, the public works director, to see if there was any plans for future improvements where that right-of-way area would be built up into. He said that Derby Lane was reconstructed a few years ago, but there won't be any changes to the street in the future. And Buren will be reconstructed in the future, but will essentially be the same street as now. No changes with the width or curb. So.
Trevor, do you have the petition there in front of you?
I do.
Okay, I'm looking at the plan that's attached to that. Do you have that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it looks like this is a plan that the property owner here prepared. Is that in fact what it is? This isn't something you prepared, is it?
You'd have to look at it. I have no idea.
Is that something you prepared?
Had a clever pole in there.
Okay. Now, this shows the setback, it looks like, from the curb on what I think would be the west side of this property or the Van Buren Street side.
Correct.
Of this new garage, it shows 25 and a half feet.
I believe that should be about right.
You mean to the curb?
Right.
Yeah.
What would the setback there be?
Requirement?
Yes.
The setback for that would be 6 feet from the right of way.
6 feet from where?
From the curb?
Not from the curb, but from the right of way.
They don't own the property.
We don't know what that means.
Can you?
I'm just trying to figure out what about their plan does not comply with the ordinance, and what would comply.
According to the building inspector, they have the option of building behind their house.
Yes.
So that would comply. According to our ordinances, it does have to be 6 feet. Off the right-of-way.
Is the right-of-way, you mean from the street?
From the property line.
From your property line.
Okay. That is what the ordinance says.
Okay, but there's an additional 25 feet, so we're asking if we can go up to the property line. Is what we're asking. Is that so they can build right on the property line.
You're asking to build on the village's property.
No, just up to the property line.
Up to the property
line. Yeah.
We have this colored picture of your lot, and are we saying that all of this between your driveway and the street, most of that is
alleyway.
Village property?
Yes, ours goes over. Well, it's kind of curves here, so it's a little bit
wider
in front. But where these trees are, the trees are like on the lot line.
Okay.
Half of them is like ours. Half of it's alleyways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we, you know, we've been taking care of the 25 feet or whatever, and it's,
120
feet long. And so we've always just taken
sure.
care of it. But what we're asking is just to be able to go up to the lot line back here.
Pretty much where the driveway is. Our fence line is almost in line with the driveway.
Yeah, so this curves out a little
yeah,
bit.
I yeah, I realize that. This might show it better.
Yeah, so it's basically just to bring it all the way out to like the fence that's there and where the concrete on the driveway is.
It looks like just on this plan, it just a little bit over from where the driveway is, but where the driveway ultimately curves out.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So this, wherever the driveway, the edge of our driveway is 18'1" from the house.
Okay.
And you have like maybe a foot to our fence line.
Yep.
So I figured if you have a foot overhang, at least it's not taking over the fence.
Trevor, Jeff, I'm sorry, may I keep talking?
Go right ahead.
Trevor, you say that there is no plan for the immediate future to put a sidewalk or anything along that street?
That's correct.
So that the plan, as far as we know, indefinitely is to keep that wide boulevard area, if you will. It's not boulevard, I don't know what else to call it, that belongs to the village, but it's really all grass, mm-hmm. and butts right against their property.
Right.
Derby
Lane is a collector street, and Van Buren is just, you know, really, it's just a side street.
Yeah.
It's only 3 blocks long.
Potential of being anything bigger than that.
I drove by there a couple of weeks ago to look at it, and that was the impression that I got, and I'm thinking, you know, I didn't realize at that point that this wasn't all their property out to the street.
No.
And so why you're making this recommendation not to approve is because their property only goes a certain length into that green grass area. Doesn't go all the way to the street.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, they said originally that street was set up to be kind of like a Webster, that they thought it was going to go all the way through and be a big street. That's why it had all the extra land on it, is what we were told. And they said, obviously, they're not going to make it a big street anymore. It's,
yeah,
you know, it's like 3 blocks long there, Van Buren, in that section. So
Thank
I don't
you.
See a thoroughfare going through there. So.
Thank you.
Okay, yep.
I have a question. I was out and looked at this today. Would the garage that you're proposing then line up with the edge of the concrete that's existing?
That's what I wanted to do.
So that I was looking down the side, and it would still line up with the houses next to you,
mm-hmm.
and kind of coming down.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. It's not going to go over any further than that. It's just going to go up to where the concrete is.
Okay. And how far over did the existing, was the existing garage?
You mean from the fence line or from the lot line?
Yes.
7'4". I think that this is what the garage looks like to begin with. Here's the house.
Mm-hmm.
This is the house. This is the garage.
And it was attached.
And I got from the fence line to the garage is 7'4".
Okay. And now you want to move it?
Right. To wherever the driveway is. So it's about maybe a foot from the fence line. To the dotted line in the driveway line.
Okay.
And that's the fence line.
Okay.
This is what the garage looks like. This is the house here. This is what the garage looked like. It's 20 feet long by 12 feet. And from the edge of the garage to our fence line, chain link fence, was 7'4". And this is that driveway, about a foot in. And we want to build a garage to the driveway.
So you're saying this garage would not be in the exact same position as the one you've torn down?
Right.
It would be about... It would be a little over 7 feet further to the west.
Correct.
Well, we won't be attached to the house, though.
So no, we don't want to
keep that from the house, according to the inspector. Yeah, they 6 feet off the house. So basically, it's going to be the same width in the garage I had. So I'm moving 6 feet over, so I'm coming over in there 6 feet, basically. So I got a 12-foot, and I want to be about 28 feet long.
Was the old garage attached to the house?
Yes, it was.
It was kind of pulling on the house, too. That's partly why he wanted to get rid of it. You know, he had that strain on the house, too.
The picture showed that, yeah.
Can you not attach a new garage to the house?
Well, the thing is, if I attach it to the house, then you're going to put a frost wall in. It will 4 feet down. That's another $5,000. So I'm trying to get away from the spending too much money on the garage. So if I just go with a detached garage, all I have to do is pour a slab. I have to add another $5,000 to go 4 feet down.
I thought I heard somebody say that this would not require a variance if it was attached. Is that true?
That if it was attached, it would not.
Really? Even in the location they want to put it. If they extended the wall and attached it to the house, it wouldn't need a variance.
I don't believe so.
If it went all the way to the fence line, or to the end of the concrete, as long as it was attached, there wouldn't be a variance?
Oh, no. It would still need a variance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what wouldn't need a variance. I know that putting it behind the house wouldn't need a variance. Is there any way to put it on the side of the house without a variance?
Not unless you give us that land.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. So, in other words, if you put it on the side of the house, the garage would simply be to, wouldn't have sufficient width to have a car in.
That's correct.
And if it was, you know, this would require a whole lot of changes to the plan, but if it was put behind the house, how far would they have to remain from the rear property line?
2 to 4 feet. I don't know exactly offhand, but it wouldn't be more than 4 feet.
So the problem with that is we have the only place where we have a tree in the backyard.
It's a big maple tree.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We really don't want to have to take that down.
Trevor, does the side of their house line up with the fronts of the houses on Van Buren?
No.
No.
If you look at that the picture, the aerial
photo, yeah, help us understand that picture.
Okay.
I don't understand. Which is their property?
Their property is on the corner of Derby and Van Buren.
Right on that corner. All right, then it's so dark I can't tell which is houses and which are trees along Van Buren.
Okay.
Maybe we can look at it.
This is your property.
Right. Oh, see, and you can see it. This is our driveway here.
Yeah.
Driveway going here.
Yep.
And almost up to the property line. Like you said, it's a foot away.
Okay, this green is the property line?
Yep, this is the property line.
Okay.
And so this is alleyway land. And then our house, oh, you're right, you can't really see it real well there. But our house does not extend in front of their houses down the street. Actually, our lot line.
I guess what our question, I think, is do any of these houses go farther than your house that way?
Than our house?
Yes.
Yes. Right? The neighbors behind us, their house sticks out further than where our house is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Van Buren.
On Van Buren. And I think the Wilsons is about the same as theirs, so, yeah.
When I was driving past, I went down to whatever that is,
Catherine.
That's a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of eyeballed it, looking at the edge. Those houses all come out farther than their house does facing the other way.
Correct.
And it looked to me, even if they would stay at that concrete line that their driveway was,
right in line with
it would pretty much be in line. It would not be a big projection.
From the other houses
from
around
the other
it.
Houses
right.
on
That's
that
what
street
I
line.
I thought I was remembering that. And
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was concerned or looking at.
It looked to me like the side of their house was about the same as the front of the houses going down Van Buren.
Really?
Yeah, but you're saying you think those Van Buren houses stick out
farther.
Farther to the west.
Yeah.
It's hard to see on that one.
Yeah.
I don't. You had that round view. Is that on there too? This one, you might be able to see it on there. I'm not sure. Well, see, in this picture, their garage is about the same as our house, but their house sticks out further than their garage. In this picture?
Yeah.
Okay, now I can't see upside down.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, right here, their garage actually is probably about the same as our house, but then their house sticks out further than their garage.
Okay.
So I don't know if that, I mean...
And we're looking at this from Van Buren.
Yeah, it's on the side of our house.
Yep, we're standing like... at Van Buren.
Okay.
And then, yeah. So then, as you can tell, that their house comes out a little bit further than that. And they have stairs that come down, so... I'm not exactly sure with the Wilsons how far their house comes out, but...
Trevor, would you look at that map?
Yeah, we need a bigger one of those.
Yep. Okay, let's start down by what is that, St. Catherine to the north?
Okay.
There's a house on the corner there. And I'm trying to figure out what this shows, but it looks like that house on the corner of Van Buren and St. Catherine, that they enter their garage from St. Catherine. You see the driveway?
Yes.
And then it looks like their house goes just about right up to the property line there, the green property line. Am I seeing that accurately?
I believe it. There's a, you can kind of see their white gutters. I do apologize. This is a little darker than what it
was. Oh, here. Here's where they're looking.
Yeah.
But there is a white gutter. You can see the name.
Billings or whatever?
Grant or something. I'm right before the grant.
What?
Maybe y'all need to take a little trip over there.
That green line that runs parallel with Van Buren, is that the property line?
Correct.
And those two houses on Van Buren, 1315 and 1319, are they built right up to the property line?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. I don't think those two are.
You can kind of see right here, there's the edge of the house. Right there is the edge of that house in the corner.
So that would show that the houses on Van Buren, the front of those houses, are about even with the side of the Trinkler's house.
Except if you look at this picture, those houses show up to the driveway. Yeah, that house seems to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I just can't tell. When I looked at it, I thought the side of their house, the west side of their house, was about
the same
as the front.
I thought I was remembering.
Well, the side of our house is definitely not as far up as the front of their houses.
I believe. The other houses extend a little further, but with this garage there, the garage extends past those other houses. I believe their side of the house is further back than the front houses.
I imagine that the old garage that they tore down, that was so old it did not require a variance when it was built.
I'm sure.
Did anybody go back and look at the history?
No.
That was the old garage, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that is actually attached to the house.
Yes. Like I said, it's kind of a safety hazard.
Oh, yeah. The recommendation says, Trevor, that that there are other options. What would they be?
That was the behind the house.
to take the tree down and build a garage in its place.
I guess if that's how it works, but that was the recommendation of the building inspector. As far as the only other option within the ordinances.
And do you know whether he checked the tree to see whether it's a healthy tree?
He didn't. I don't believe so. I mean, I can't say for sure, but I don't believe he did.
I'm of the mind that the tree is more important than our property line.
Thank you, so am I.
But I'm getting ahead of ourselves here.
Trevor, what exactly is the setback here from that lot line?
From where their proposed garage is?
Yeah.
From the lot line. What is the setback?
It would be 6 feet, I believe.
So if I come in 6 feet from the house, 6 feet from the lot line, I got a 6 foot wide garage.
Well, if you get a smart car.
This says they're asking for a 15-foot variance. And I'm trying to figure out where that 15 feet comes from.
My understanding is that it was from 15 from both sides of the house. 15 from one side, the adds up to 15 between the two, is what I was told with the inspector.
The other side of the house, from the foundation to our lot line, is 15 feet.
Yeah, so I mean, so.
And the other side of the house.
Yeah.
This here.
So we have our 15.
It's 15. 15 from here. So it's 50%. So it has to be in line with these other front yards.
Yeah. So you're saying 15 feet would put it in line with those front yards?
Correct.
And you think the building inspector went out there and checked that out, and that's what he determined?
I believe he was just interpreting from what the ordinance says.
I mean, if it sticks out further than the other houses, is the idea that you won't be able to see the other houses? Is that why? Or
part of the ordinance is that whatever you build there cannot stick out more to the west than the front of those houses behind you.
Okay.
So that when you look down Van Buren Street, everything lines up, and you don't have this big structure sticking out.
Right.
You know, that doesn't line up with the houses behind you.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that.
That's part of the ordinance.
Yeah.
That's part of where you have a problem.
Okay.
At least from what I'm reading. It looked to me like it was a problem. Carol and Gary, you kind of indicated you didn't think it was.
Well,
Not
much. It's not like it's 15 feet.
Right. Mm-hmm. It'd be like 3 or 4 feet is what I was seeing.
That's what I've
And then there's still a large part of the backyard between our house and theirs that it's not like the garage would be right up against the next house. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, there's a lot of space with the tree there. And
but
then
there could be 3 empty lots between you and the next, and it would still have to line.
I have a question. You know, I know we have a 6 foot between the house and a detached structure. What if the side of the garage was fireproofed? Does that make a difference?
In that detached, is that what you're saying?
No. What if they fireproofed that wall? Could they be any closer than the 6 feet, or is that? I mean, why is that 6 feet in there?
That is part of the reason.
Part of the reason.
Yes.
Would fireproofing that wall make a difference or not?
The garage wall?
Yeah.
Just the one side or the whole garage?
The one side.
Okay. Come on, make sure.
Yeah, bear in mind, they have their door there, too.
The door goes in.
Yeah.
But
Would this still be permitted if it was attached, given what you just said about the required setback?
They would have to meet the proper building codes.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Is this side yard setback different if it's attached to their house?
It would still be an accessory structure, so no. Okay.
So even if they moved it over 6 feet and attached it, they'd still need a variance?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's the way it looks.
Mr. and Mrs. Trinkler, what are the problems associated with building a garage behind your house and having your driveway on Van Buren?
What are the problems?
Because we don't own the land there. We don't own the land on Van Buren. That's Alloway land. That's the problem. I mean, if you give us enough room that we could, you know, put a driveway in to a garage sideways and give us a little more. Well, no, I don't think we could do it anyway.
Well, you have to tear out the old driveway and put in a new driveway, so you're spending more money that way too, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and you got to buy the land.
Yeah, I don't understand that because the houses behind you have driveways.
Right, but we're on Derby. We're not on Van Buren.
Uh-huh.
And the 25 feet on Van Buren is Alloway land.
Right, but I assume it is for the people behind you, too.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I'm looking at the property line, and it looks to me like their driveways are on Alloway land.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, the front of ours is too, because isn't there a variance on all streets for amount of space?
Sure.
So yeah,
all driveways have to go over that land.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, if you put this garage behind your house and hedge your access off of Van Buren, what kind of problems would that present for you?
We'd still have to take down the tree, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
The tree would have to come down, the driveway would have to come out, put a new driveway in. So it's all extra stuff. We gotta buy the land besides.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't be able to build on the land, though. We'd still have to build on our land, correct?
Build on your land.
Right, but then
the driveway could be on the village land, I think.
Right, but then we still wouldn't have enough room away from the house, I don't think.
Well, it looked to me like you could build a garage behind your house.
And make this garage like this. And would you get 6 feet and the required, what's required from the back, the rear property line?
From the rear, it's 4, I believe.
4 feet. So if you have 4 feet
in. We've got plenty of room in the back.
And 6 feet here.
Like I said, then the tree would have to go.
The tree would have to go.
And you might have to move your gazebo. I don't know.
Is that moving?
No, that isn't moving. Not the way he built that.
I'm not sure.
I actually don't think he would have to, because if we did do it that way, he'd probably make it wider and not as long, right? Yeah. But he could take down the tree.
Yeah, it's that tree right there. And it doesn't look like an old decrepit tree. It looks younger.
It's a tree.
Oh. Yeah, it looks bigger now than that, though.
Oh, there's an able there, so.
If they rebuilt their garage just and attached it, they would still need a variance.
Correct.
There's even just to be wide enough to get a one car garage there, that would also require a variance of some kind.
Correct.
But if it's 25 feet to the curb, we still can't put it on the lot line and be far enough away from the house? So that's what we're asking, is to have it on the lot line.
Yeah.
So if we build a garage where you take down that tree, do we have to say this is our lot line, the fence line right here? We have to take 6 feet back and then start building?
You would still have to go 15 feet back from
the lot line.
From the lot line. And you'd have to stay, if you, I guess, with the building codes, if you didn't want to do that frost-proof wall or anything, you'd have to stay 6 feet from your house, and then 2 to 4 from your rear yard.
So you're telling me,
I
don't understand.
Is this a fence?
Yep, this is the fence here.
And that's
here.
Kind of the property line?
That it's like a foot from the property line.
In?
Yes.
Yeah, in. Yep.
But the old garage is only 7 foot 4 from the fence line.
It was, from what I understand, it was existing non-conforming use.
You know what that means? Non-conforming use.
I mean, it's like grandfathered in. You can keep it because exactly, that's the way it was.
Exactly. But if it comes down, if it catches fire, if it gets destroyed by a wind, if it's so rotten that it has, or it falls down, or it, then it's gone.
Mm-hmm. The grandfather part is gone.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Then when you rebuild, you have to comply. This happens all the time up north. People have cottages that were built close to the lake. After those were built, the DNR came up with a 75-foot setback from the high water mark of every public waterway. So people up there, they can't improve their cottages more than a certain amount.
Well, so then the only other thing then is just not put in a garage at all, just not have one?
You don't have to have a garage.
The only other thing, if we do go from the side of the road to the telephone pole.
Oh, yeah, there's a telephone right there.
That can interfere with the driveway.
They might move it.
So I don't know if...
To me, it would look a lot nicer if you built a nice garage behind your house, and it would probably be better to access it on Van Buren rather than Derby. It's much less busy.
One plus would be a shorter driveway, but...
Yeah, less to shovel.
But I know it would be more expensive, and I know that you'd have to do some other things with your gazebo, and I don't know about your storage thing back there. But I don't know. But
well, that's right behind the house, so that I don't think that would have to be moved. Okay. So that's far enough back.
But the tree would have to go in that kind of a...
I think that tree is like about 4 or 5 feet from the fence line. And we had to go 15 feet. That'd be right up against that gazebo before we start building.
That's what he's saying. The gazebo would have to move, too.
The gazebo would have to go. The shed would have to go. So we're tearing down half our building just to put a garage in. That really sucks.
We don't even want a big garage. Just one for a car. One car. Can't give us to the lot line. I mean... Like I said, most of the neighbors are fine with it.
How high of a garage are you planning on building?
One story. Right, one story? How high?
One story.
Yeah. It's not going to have, like, storage or a second floor or anything. It's just going to be, I don't even know what kind
it's
of pitch.
It's going to be about 13 feet high by the time you get to the pitch.
About the peak would be 13 feet?
Yeah.
Would that be kind of like your front porch? Is that about 13 feet?
I don't know what thought it is, but I would think it would be somewhere in that neighborhood.
Six. You need about 8 steps.
The columns are probably around 7, 8. Then the bottom down below is another 3, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah,
that'd
so
be pretty close.
Yeah,
to that.
Pretty close. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay,
can we move the lot line over and buy 4 feet of land?
So we got to cut the tree down, get rid of the gazebo, get rid of the shed. That's what it boiled down.
Well, then you're going to have to build a huge garage to put all the stuff that was in there.
You don't have to get rid of the shed, I don't think.
It's my old lighting here, so I can't. On my computer, it looked fine. Sorry.
I'm trying to see where that old garage is in relation to the front of those houses.
It appeared to me on the line, on the computer, that it did overhang.
It appeared that way to me, too. It appeared to me that the side of this house and these fronts were approximately the same.
We have to have the gate and the building garage.
If I
can eliminate all that stuff.
Yeah, we put too much work into the other stuff.
I know we don't like to see such things in the village, and it might even be illegal. But can they do a, what's it called?
Carport?
Yeah, carport. in Florida, they have them all over the place. But I know we don't. Is there a regulation against carports in the village?
I was, the building inspector said it was the same. The same ordinances would apply to that, is what he told me.
Okay. The building inspector knows building codes better than you.
So, oh yeah, I'm trying to think that the carport would stick out no further than the old garage, but the old garage was not
conforming either.
Conforming, okay. Yeah, what other options are there? I don't know.
Back of the house.
And get rid of the tree.
Yeah.
And the gazebo.
And the shed.
No, I don't think the shed would have to go.
Well, unless
it's pretty much unless in line you, with the gazebo.
Unless you move your garage all the way over to the north side. Looks like you could get a one stall garage.
On Wade's side?
No, yeah. He's just staying on the other side of the tree.
Yeah, but then we have to stay within 4 feet of their house there.
But it looks to me like you might be able to do that.
I think it's like 20 feet from the fence line to the tree.
And how wide do you want to make it?
Well, they got 20 feet, and I got to take 4 feet off, so.
16, but you don't want it right up against the tree.
Well, your driveway.
Yeah.
So I should probably get a 14, maybe 16, if I, 14 for sure, wide.
Then would it still go up to the gazebo, or?
I think what Mr. Jacobs is saying is that the gazebo would have to go.
Well, I don't think it would if you went to the north side of the property.
Into the, he's saying the back side?
The side of the tree.
Here.
The gazebo would be between the garage.
On this side here, like between the tree and the neighbors.
But the gazebo seems to stick a couple of feet more than the tree.
Oh no! It's off of the it's back off the tree quite a bit.
No, I mean this way.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So you don't have 16 or whatever the footage.
Oh.
Back there.
You know, I'm just wondering if that's feasible. Have you ever considered it or thought about looking at it?
Have you considered what?
Putting that garage over here.
Yeah, I didn't think of it until you said it.
Yeah.
But as far as having the driveway coming out, that wouldn't be a problem onto Van Buren?
Can we get the telephone pole there?
No, I know, but I'm just saying that was one of the things is I didn't know if we could put in concrete there. But like you said, if they already have it on, everybody else does it as...
So we don't have to buy the property?
No, we wouldn't have to buy the property, but they would just give us the leeway to be able to drive up to our garage.
Yeah, that's enough room there. That'd be a place to put it there.
You could talk to the building inspector.
And then come back with, like, do this again and come back with new plans or whatever?
You might not have to.
Oh, okay.
You might need all the variances.
I guess, you know, everybody likes to have a garage with their house.
It'd be nice, yeah. And protected
as I said when we started, I commend you for taking down that old one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was an hustle. And, you know, I mean, I would certainly encourage you to look at other options here.
Kind of like the last one you said, but hopefully that one worked.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, you can always come back here. You can try again.
Well, you know.
Can I also make
a
suggestion if you're looking at other options? If you would make this garage attached again, then you would need more like an 8 foot or 7 foot variance. 8 foot variance. And also then look how it would line up
with
the properties facing Van Buren. So that how much would that building then stick out beyond the front of theirs?
And then have it facing Van Buren? Is that what you're saying?
No, she's talking about putting it where the old one was.
Right. But, I mean, what if we did it and faced it towards Van Buren and come in?
That might be
come in that way.
Option to look at.
And then you could make it wider and put two cars there.
Yeah, but the problem is you're not going
to... I mean, I don't know how long that
you're
is.
You're still going to need a variance because then you're talking about putting a garage here that you pull in this way.
Yeah.
And the problem is, well, I don't know. You'd have to look at it. I mean, I agree with what Carol is saying. If I knew you were doing something here that would make this garage in this location conform with the front of those houses behind you, I'd be a little bit more positive about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the reason I'm not, is because you really don't want to look there and see something sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know what you could do there. I really don't. But I would encourage you to look at it as well as over here.
So if we do attach to the house, you don't need 15 feet on the fence line?
No,
you do. You need a variance of some kind, but it wouldn't be as large.
You might need less of a variance.
And it might then be closer to lining up with those other houses, so it wouldn't be so
obvious.
Distracting. Mm.
I think, too,
if you look at a couple other options, you could come back and tell us, you know, we look for this option and we look for this option.
Mm-hmm.
It might make us feel that you had a...
So if we brought the Lears over and had them, like, look at the behind the tree, and then have them look at maybe if we attached to the house, ask them about what they think.
Look at both options.
If they think both of those, either one of those is feasible.
But if it's attached to the house, then you need the frost lot. You need to...
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Frost wall, yeah.
Although if you have to put all new driveways in, it's going to cost you to... You know, and we can't really...
I have a cousin, though, that pours concrete. So the cost for just a slab wouldn't be astronomical.
If you could put that garage here, you could take your fence and... You know, have that fence hook up with each side of that garage.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd still maintain the privacy of your fenced in yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could put your door on the side of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might look real nice.
I mean, I think that worked there.
We'll have to check that out.
But from the gazebo, do I have to be a certain distance from the gazebo, too?
No.
You could attach it to the gazebo.
You could do whatever you want.
All right, I think we'll study those two options.
Okay. So you think, though, that if the one works where behind the tree, that one works, we wouldn't necessarily have to come back and present it again?
I think you could probably do that without a variance.
Okay.
But check with the building administrator.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one that's going to determine whether you need a variance or not.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Can we adjourn so they don't have to file again?
Or is this even an option? If it's not even an option, then it wouldn't matter. They would have to come back with something.
No, I think they're going to have to come back.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to have to change their plan. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure I can do this or not. But let me just tell you that... when we review these petitions and we decide whether to approve them or not approve them, there are some laws that we have to comply with. And in order to approve a petition like this, we have to find that there are some unique property limitations. We have to find that there's an unnecessary hardship. And as a part of that, we have to find that basically you can make no other feasible use of your property unless we grant this petition. Well, in this case, I just don't think that's true. I think there are some other possibilities here that are feasible. And I don't think you've explored all of those, okay? So at this point, I would be prepared to make a motion that we deny this petition. However, that you be free to amend it if you decide you want to do something else that requires a variance. Mm-hmm. And then come back again with your amended petition.
Yeah. Like I said, we didn't think it was an option to be able to come to drive in from Van Buren. So we didn't even look at those options.
again, don't rely on what we said here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to do, figure out if you can do it, and then go talk to the building inspector.
Okay. And as far as being able to drive from Van Buren, that is something we can do?
Well, check.
Oh. So if he says no, then we really are out of options.
That's right. Well, we're not saying you can't, okay?
Okay.
But I guess what we're saying is that in looking at it, I just can't imagine why you wouldn't be able to do that.
Because we can use it as an example. Everybody else down this block is able to do that.
Well,
you deal with the inspector, right?
Correct.
So you probably have enough. More knowledge about that, whether we can come from Van Buren at the driveway or not?
I couldn't tell you offhand. I mean, there's certain, you know, with the electrical pole there and everything there.
He's an intern?
Have you been given variance standards, copy of this?
Yeah.
So you know how our hands are tied with what Mr. Jacob mm-hmm. just said.
Yeah.
So I would make that motion if anyone would care to discuss it or consider it.
Can you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry. I would move to deny the petition, but with the understanding that if the Trinklers look at other options and decide that they want to amend their petition, that they be allowed to do that. And come back before us with a new plan.
Okay.
Get all that?
Can we do it a little sooner
I'll
than having
that.
To wait too long?
Yeah, that's always.
I mean if it was up to him, it would have been built by now.
All I can tell you is.
I know.
We'll get to work. Get out there with your tape measure tomorrow. Go see the buildings.
The petition is amended. I do need it on file. We do have to publish it.
Oh, yeah.
It does have
yeah,
to
absolutely.
Go. So it's
oh,
going to
yeah.
take. It's
we
not
have to
another
go through
week.
The same process right. if you decide to come back.
Okay.
I just want to know, you know, what would happen if someone just built it and didn't even ask.
You don't want to do
that. I just think I'll build it.
You can
well,
be forced to take it down.
Oh, yeah.
Or they just find them big
yeah,
time? Or
you can be forced to remove it.
Yeah, you don't
yeah.
want to do that.
I said, we would get fined or
what? I just wondering what they do, the people that would do that.
That's called trouble. You don't
want to do that. I told you.
So what do you mean by they
he wanted to start by.
They would still have to go through the same process.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's not really amendment.
Well, if you think that we don't have provision for an amendment, then that they can file a new petition, but I assume there's some cost associated with
right, that's,
a new petition.
That's why I said.
As opposed to an amendment. I mean, I would prefer to just see them amended if they can do that.
Okay.
Is there such a thing that I'll second the motion so that it gets, okay. that we can talk. Is there such a thing as being in recess?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
On this decision?
I hate to adjourn this thing. Because then we do have to come back and take it up again.
That's why I'm saying, is there such a thing as holding the decision in recess? So that they don't have to go through that whole thing all over again.
Okay, to me that's the equivalent of an adjournment, and we would have to come back and take it up at another hearing.
He's asking to postpone this decision until
we give you more information, or
to come back with other options.
I'm saying to get around not having to adjourn.
Right. But I don't think you can do that, and I think that when they explore other options, they may find that they don't have to come back here. That's what I'm hoping.
Oh, so like the putting it behind the tree, we may not have to come back, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even if they did have to come back to put it behind the tree, it's not going to be the same.
It's
we can't use
different.
The same variance request.
Yeah, I think
it has to be redone.
Have to vote this one up or down.
Right. Do you want? Would you?
And so they have to go through the whole refiling, the fees all over again, and
with a different plan. Yes.
But see, if we adjourn it and they come back with something different, I think we still have to do that.
I mean, if we come back with some other option
yes,
where we're going to have
yes,
it like floating in the air
that
or something.
Option hasn't been published.
We haven't notified the neighbors.
So my thinking is that...
But I'm seeing not adjourn, table. Can we table this?
It's still going to be the same problem if they want to come back with something new.
Okay.
You have to go through the process, and that means a new petition, or I was hoping an amendment to this one we publish on that amended petition. I don't know why you can't do that.
Oh, so we can do an amended petition?
Well, no, that's what we're...
Oh, that's what you're debating?
It has never been done.
I think you should start now. Sorry.
Well,
Mr. Chair,
this is a first time for everything, and I'm not changing my motion.
Just otherwise people could keep coming in until they find something that...
Oh, we won't tell anyone. I'm kidding.
Well, sure, but that's...
I know, I'm kidding.
We don't have to let people do that. We're letting these people do that because they're such nice people, and they're really trying to do something with their property to make it look nice. And they
it's not a precedent.
I don't think it is.
I mean, in your... if it is, but I still am trying to find a way that we can... that they don't have to go through that. What's the cost involved?
For paperwork?
Yeah, to do this all over.
I didn't pay anything yet. Nobody asked me for any money, and I didn't give anybody a check.
Oh!
So as far as I'm concerned, it's free.
So maybe we're all wasting our time here.
Exactly.
So we've never been here because I didn't pay, so we'll come back when we have a new amended.
I think that filing fee is a requirement.
Nobody ever asked me for it.
Well, if you come back and amend it, you're going to have to pay it.
I'll pay it then. I don't think I did I? I'm pretty sure I didn't. I'd remember that. And nobody ever asked for it, and I wasn't going to suggest it. I'm sorry.
Gary, the reason why I phrased the motion the way I did is because we're finding, in denying this petition, we're finding that this petition does not meet the standards.
Correct.
That's what we're finding. Okay?
And
so we're not approving it. But we're giving them the option of looking at other possibilities and amending their petition. Now, they may do that or they may not. If they like the idea of putting that garage over towards the neighbor,
and it fits all...
We're never going to hear from them again.
If it fits all the zoning...
Right. And then this petition stands denied. It still stands denied.
So we would never be able to put the garage where we wanted to originally, but we can still put
this
it...
This petition is not approved. You cannot...
Right.
You cannot do what you're asking here.
Right.
Well, that makes sense to me, but... And... I was looking for ways that they didn't have to repay the pay again what they've already paid.
Well, that's one of the reasons for amendment as opposed to a new petition, is they don't have to repay.
If an amendment is possible. But
well, I think we've done everything with your wording that we can do.
Yeah.
So I think then we can... I'm ready to vote on it if Gary is.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, Gary did second the motion.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, so indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? No one opposed? That motion passes. So this petition is not approved. Go back and look at some options.
Okay. Like I said, we didn't think that was an option, so that's good to know.
We
still don't know if it is.
You still don't know. Right. Yeah, don't take our word alone.
I said, we didn't even look at that because we didn't think that was.
Well, the only reason...
Possible.
Are we adjourned?
No.
No, not yet. I'm really not a very good chairperson.
Yeah, I think you are. We,
maybe see, we should be, then we'd approve it.
As far as I know, we have no announcements. So the final item of business would be adjournment. And would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor, so indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No one's opposed. We're adjourned.